rewarded. But then even the corner of the home is more rewarded than the middle of the home. Just imagine, that's how much it's emphasized, this concept, this establishing an idea of hijab, even when no one is present. Even when no one is present, you're in your own home. Yet the Prophet said them very clearly in Sahih Hadith states that even the corner of the home is better than the open part of the home. Right? Again, developing this concept of hijab within the mind of the believer. Okay? So the first way in which the Sharia deals with this issue is to say, let's not even deal with it. Let's just create a very, very distinct barrier by increasing the reward of the women to pray at home. Now, that reward that the male comes from walking to the masjid, from praying in the jama'ah, that reward is actually present for the woman if she prays at home. Okay? So that's the first way that the Sharia establishes the hijab. The second way that the Sharia establishes the hijab is in the case of when a woman decides that she would like to come to the masjid. Now, she's permitted to come to the masjid, and there may be instances when she needs to come to the masjid, and we'll talk about those in a minute or two. But when a woman comes to the masjid, then the Sharia also protects the hijab. How does it do so? Well, you go through the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ and you find many hadith concerning this particular topic. For example, just as examples, I'm not going to go too much into detail. For example, the Prophet ﷺ said that a male's prayer is most rewarded when they pray in the front row. And a female's prayer is most rewarded when she prays in the back row. Very clearly in hadith. So now what's being established again? Another layer of hijab. If a woman decides to come to the masjid, the greatest reward for her is in the back row. And the greatest reward for the male is in the front row. Again, creating creating a hijab. Okay, similarly, you continue to look through hadith. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously the general principles of the Quran, kullul mu'minina yughiddu min absarihim, right? The lowering of the gaze of the males, the lowering of the gaze of the females, the modest dress of the males, the modest dress of the females, these things also promote the concept of the hijab within the masjid. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told women to not wear perfume when they come to the masjid, right? So again, not to attract the attentions of the male, right? Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the men that when the prayer is over, you should sit. When the prayer is over, you should sit quietly and comfortably for a little bit so that the women can leave first, right? So generally at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was the habit of the companions as well as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as the females, that they prayed the fardh and then they went home and they prayed their sunnahs. Okay? So what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised the males to do was to sit. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself used to sit so that there would be enough time for the women to leave first, right? Again, creating a level of hijab. Similarly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established two doors in his masjid, one for the males, one for the females. Again, establishing a level of hijab. All right? Now, all of these things come together, and I'm just giving you just a few examples because the time is so limited. All of these things come together to create a definite concept of hijab within the masjid. And there's no doubt among any scholar, right? That hijab needs to be established and is essential to the functioning and the purity of the masjid. That's very, very clear. Now, once that was established during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the next thing you have to recognize is that after the passing of the Prophet alaihi salam, the hijab deteriorated. In various ways, the hijab deteriorated. Now, when the hijab deteriorated, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made a decision that, or Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu made a ruling. And his ruling was that women are no longer permitted during his time to come to the masjid. Now, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu recognized that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted women to come to the masjid. That he made a ruling that during his time that women should not come to the masjid because of the fact that the hijab was no longer at the level that it needed to be, at the level that it was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what was his ruling? Basically, understand his ruling in a very simple way. His ruling was that the permission that the Sharia grants for women to come to the masjid is predicated upon the proper hijab existing within the masjid. That hijab is two people's responsibility. It's the male's responsibility and the female's responsibility. There's no just doubt about that. Both genders hold the responsibility for hijab, but Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ruled that the permission for the women to come to the masjid was predicated upon the hijab being established in the masjid. Now that's a very big ruling, because that ruling conflicts an open statement of the Prophet ﷺ, which says that do not prohibit women from coming to the masjid. So here you have on one hand Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu ruling that women cannot come to the masjid during his time, and on the other hand, you have this clear